Isaiah, we find in Isaiah chapter 58, we find God's people in captivity. The Israelites are captive. We find God's people actually defeated. They were defeated spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, financially, and physically. And we find God's people pleading, begging, and parenthetically speaking, inquiring if whether or not they would ever experience victory again. And then here are God's people going, will we ever experience victory again? Will we ever experience victory again? And then came the word of the Lord. And then came the word of the Lord. And then came the word of the Lord. Till this day, there is nothing more powerful than thus saith the Lord. And this is the word of the Lord. This is the word. Isaiah 58:8. Your salvation will come like the dawn. Your wounds will quickly heal. Your godliness will lead you forward. And the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. So I'm here to tell you that this word is for you. I'm here to release this word upon you and the people you love. You are here and you are streaming to walk out with a word from heaven that will enable you to overcome your hell. You're here to receive a God-ordained truth that will defeat forever a diabolically fabricated lie. And if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Galatians 3:29, which means what God is telling the Israelites, these promises are for you and me. So what's next? What's next for your family? If you're asking what's next for you, what's next for your loved ones? Let me tell you with biblical certainty what's next. This is God's word for you and your family. This is God's word for you and the people you love. This is God's word for you and your children and your children's children. Victory is not coming. That's the word. Are there any questions? Write that down and tweet that. Victory is not on the way. It's not. Victory is not a futuristic concept to be embraced upon its arrival. In Christ, with Christ, for Christ, put a smile on your face and a shout on your lip because victory is already here. Somebody shout, victory is here. Look at your neighbor, tell him, victory is here. But thank God for letting our Lord Jesus Christ give us the victory. 1 Corinthians 15:57. We receive victory when Jesus died on the cross. We receive victory when Jesus resurrected from the dead. We receive victory when he filled us with the Holy Spirit. Here comes very controversial. I don't think I've ever preached about this. But here we go. From this moment on, you will never pray for victory again. Never again, because it's not theologically sound. It's not biblically sound. Stop praying for victory. Stop praising for victory. Stop fasting for victory. Don't pray for victory. From this moment on, you will pray from victory. Change your mindset. Don't praise for victory. Praise from victory. Don't fast for victory. Fast from victory. You will not be victorious one day. You are victorious today. The moment you are born again, you are automatically, permanently, and perfectly victorious. I dare you. I need you to smack the devil on the back of the head. He wants you to pray for victory. God says you already have victory. Victory's already inside of you. I need you to open up your mouth this morning and say, my family is victorious. My future is victorious. My now is victorious. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight you and to give you victory. Everyone born of God overcomes the world. That's you. And everyone born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world. Our faith. 1 John 5:4. So wherever you are, let me just prophesy. I haven't preached in a month, so I just need to prophesy over you. Wherever you look, you will find victory. Wherever you look, you will find victory. When you look to the right, you will see victory. When you look to the left, you will see victory. When you look up, you will see victory. And I know this is difficult for some of y'all to swallow. Even when you look down, you're so blessed and anointed and filled with the Holy Spirit that you will see victory. When you look at your family, you will see victory. When you look at your children and your children's children, you will see victory. Are you ready? When you look at your marriage, you will see victory. When you look at your health report, you will see victory. When you look at your bank statement, you will see victory. When you look down the road, you will see victory. So you will pray from victory, not for victory. The preposition there matters. You will praise from and worship from victory. And so permit me to inquire, with this biblical understanding, undergirded, there it is, substantiated with the word of God, are there any victorious people in Sacramento, California here today? Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8, captures four definitive victorious realities that cannot and will not be denied. Four words. These are the four words. You should write them down on your phone somewhere. These are the four words for the rest of the year for you and your family. Are you ready? These four things. You will be known for these four things. Your house and your household will be known for these four things. Salvation, healing, godliness, and glory. Somebody repeat after me. Salvation, healing, godliness, and glory. I don't know if you captured that. We just broke down Isaiah 58 on this Vision Sunday. Permit me to share with you the following. If someone asks, what is new season all about? If you're asking yourself, what is this church all about? Your answer is this: we are a victorious church. We believe in the victory of salvation. We believe in the victory of divine healing. We believe in the victory of godliness. And we believe in the victory of God's glory. We are, for the glory of Jesus, a Christ-centered, Bible-based, Holy Spirit-empowered, multi-ethnic, multi-generational, victorious body of believers. And you are stepping not into a season, but into a lifetime of victory. Wherever somebody reads about you, they will see victory. Where on your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, it's victory. Victory will surround you. I'm tired of seeing defeated Christians. I'm tired of seeing defeated families that actually go to church every Sunday but walk out. No. From this moment on, your swag is about to change. Your attitude's about to change. You're about to walk like you're victorious, talk like you're victorious, think like you're victorious. You're going to pray from a place of victory. Everything changes. These four words, salvation, healing, godliness, and glory, are all definitive manifestations of the victory we have in Christ, which means your house will be known as a house of salvation. Your house will be known as a house of healing. Whoever touches your familia will be healed. I just spoke Italian. Your house will be known as a godly house and a house of glory. It is victory. It is the victory of salvation. Let's begin with that one today. Then your salvation will come like the dawn. Let's just talk about salvation today and just call it a day because it's Labor Day weekend. God has always been a savior. He's always been a saving God. It's not like he became a savior in the New Testament. And he was a meanie in the Old Testament. He's always been a savior. He saved Joseph from dying as a result of his brother's betrayal. He saved the Hebrews from permanent Egyptian captivity. He saved Elijah from Jezebel, Daniel from the lions, and the Hebrew boys in a fiery furnace. God saves. Yet all of us require salvation way beyond circumstances, enemies, and external threats. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Romans 6:23. I'm in London and the Spirit of God fills me. I'm traveling to Brazil at a conference, a major conference last weekend. Spirit of God fills me. And the Spirit of God says, Samuel, you go back to new season. These are the four things I want you to focus on. Samuel, the number one thing you can possibly preach about. We need to refocus because the message of salvation is not anything. Let me explain. Everyone requires salvation. Let me say that one more time. Everyone requires salvation. Without salvation, I don't care how good you are. I don't care what social justice cause you fight for. I don't care how much money you give to the poor. I don't care how good things you do or how good you... No, no, no. If you're not saved without Christ bought salvation, you will not have eternal life. This is going to get hard now. Without salvation, don't forget, I didn't write the book. I didn't make the laws. I just preached the word. I don't make the pizza. I deliver it. Without salvation, because of the fall of man in the Garden of Eden, we are all born sinners. The inevitable result is eternal death. If you're not saved, we're not even supposed to say this. And we're not supposed to preach this because it empties out churches. But I have no other choice. Because in the past 30 days, I rediscovered the fact that my primary commitment to the primary directive is to get as many people saved than ever. We need to get as many people saved as soon as possible. Are you with me right now? Which means what? I got to preach the whole book. Which means if you're not saved, this is the outcome. I know this is incorrect, politically incorrect, but it's the book. If you're not saved, the inevitable result is eternal death. Hell. There is a hell. And I don't mean your past relationship. There is a hell. And permanent separation from Almighty God. Let me repeat that. Without salvation, eternal death. Without salvation, eternal condemnation. Without salvation, eternal hell. But glory be to God. I said glory be to God. Glory be to God. I remember growing up in Pennsylvania, passing by the rescue mission. And these words in neon lights would be the only words flashing on that street. Jesus saves. I remember going to New York City as a young buckaroo and crossing the Holland Tunnel. And right after you crossed the Holland Tunnel, right at the end of the tunnel, there were two words on an old church in the corner. Jesus saves. Sometimes as a church, and I admit this, I'm guilty of this, we get boggled down in the minutiae of life with issues in the periphery of human existence while neglecting the most important message that can come out of this pulpit. And the podiums of churches all around the world. The most important message that can come out of this stage is not 12 steps to feel good, 10 steps to look good, 7 steps for prosperity, 5 steps for political activism, 3 steps to eat all you want without ever having to count your calories. No, the most important message that can and will ever be preached from this stage is the following. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever, you are whosoever, you and me, we are the whosoever, whosoever believes in him shall not perish, will not perish, but have everlasting life. Are there any saved people in the house here today? Lift up your hands if you're saved. Lift them up. Matter of fact, praise like you're saved. Worship like you're saved. Rejoice like you're saved. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. That's John 3:16. God sent his son into the world not to judge the world. I love this verse. Write it down. God didn't send Jesus into the world to judge the world, but to save the world through him. John 3:17, Jesus did not come to condemn. He did not come to establish a religious order. He did not come to initiate a social movement. He did not come to occupy a political office. Jesus came to save you. Did you get this? How many are glad Jesus came to save you? Jesus came to save your children. I'm going to repeat that because we're about to see more people saved in the next months than ever before. I said, Jesus came to save you. Jesus came to save your children. Jesus came to save your children's children and your children's children's children. How about this? Jesus came to save your family. Jesus came to save your community. Jesus came to save your generation. He didn't come to condemn you. Jesus didn't come to send you to hell. He came to save you from hell. Our God saves. Somebody say, our God saves. So as a church, we got to double down on the message of salvation. We got to get as many people saved as possible. And I want to make this statement because it's biblically correct and historically accurate. No other God saves. Not like there is another God. But with great due deference to other teachings and other religious ideologies, you've never heard the phrase, with great due deference, Buddha saves you. Have you ever heard the phrase, Mohammed set the captive free? You've never heard Confucius saves you. You've never heard communism saves you. Atheism saves you. The only one that saves is Jesus. And there is salvation in no one else, for there is no other name. Hey, hallelujah. There is no other name under heaven given unto man. There is no other name. And if you grew up in the church, I got some news for you. Your parents can't save you. Your grandparents, you can't be vicariously saved through somebody else's relationship with Jesus. You got to get you. You must be born again, Acts 4:12. Yeah, I don't know about you, but I'm glad I'm saved. I wake up in the morning grateful for the fact that I'm not going to hell. And by the way, here's a little controversial point. You don't need to be saved every Sunday. Stop coming up here every single Sunday to get saved. I don't know who messed you up in church when you were growing up. But I'm here to tell you, the moment you receive Jesus from the heart, if it was real, you don't have to get saved every week, baby. You don't need to be afraid. Stop living in fear. Oh, Pastor Sam, but I'm not perfect. He knows you're not perfect. Do you think he doesn't know you're not perfect? Here's the good news. The work that he started in you, he will finish the work that he already began in you.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week, this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God, and this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
There's no greater joy than the joy of salvation. That's why the old hymn said, this joy that I have, the world didn't give it to me. The world didn't give it, and the world can't take it away. You praise a little different when you're saved. You worship a little different when you're saved. You walk, you live, you talk, you forgive, you give differently when you're saved. Save people, save people. There is no greater peace than the peace of salvation. No greater promise than the promise of salvation. Salvation is everything, man. And growing up in this kind of church environment, you would hear people say, I'm glad I'm saved because if I die tonight, how many times y'all hear that growing up? Because if I die tonight, I know that what? I know I'm saved because if I die, I'll glory be to God. Because if I die tonight, praise be the Lord. And that's right, it's true. But you forgot about what happens if you live tomorrow. You got this half right. If you think salvation is about what happens when you die, Jesus did not save you so you can die. He saved you to give you life and life abundantly. You're focused on getting out of here, and he's focused on showing his glory through your life. Salvation. Salvation. I'm gonna calm down now. It's a lot of energy there. It's all bottled in. I know what you're thinking. Calm down, son. But I'm so glad Jesus set me free. I'm so glad Jesus set me free. The greatest gift you have is the gift of salvation through the vicarious atoning finished work of Jesus. Oh, we're saved. Your name is permanently written in the Lamb's Book of Life. You should walk like that's crazy. You're not going, isn't it crazy? You're not going to hell. That's straight up like, whoa. And now that you know you're not going to hell, God says, I'm going to shine my glory through you. So if you're born again and you accepted Jesus from the heart, so it wasn't coerced, manipulated, it was you, stop worrying about, oh God, do I have to get saved every day? Stop that. Yeah, you're saved. Now that you're saved, be filled with the Holy Spirit. God has a purpose for your life on this planet to shine his glory through you. And the final point is the victory of household, cities, and nations saved. Acts 2:21 says this, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, not some people, but everyone. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see more people get saved than ever before. I'm gonna do this, and this is what, I don't know about you, but I'm ready to see entire families saved. No. Those words, salvation, healing, godliness, and glory. You're about to see through your life and your testimony more people saved than ever before. If you love people around you, if you care for them, you want to see them saved. And we need to stop placating to feelings and opinions. Our number one priority is not me making you feel good. It's getting you saved through the finished work of Christ, right? It's salvation. It's salvation, which means I'm ready to see salvation come to Sacramento. Half of you clap, the other half are from Elk Grove. So how many believe God can save an entire city? I'm going to ask that one more time. How many believe God can save an entire city? How many believe that salvation can come to Sacramento? How many believe salvation can come to Elk Grove? How many believe salvation can come to Roseville? How many believe salvation? Are you ready for this? How many believe San Francisco can become the most saved city in America by the power? I don't know about you, but I believe the same God that saved Israel on multiple occasions can save the state of California. The same God that saved Israel can save America. If you believe that, lift up your hands. I don't know about you, but I believe Generation X will be saved. The millennial generation, the Z generation, the baby boomers can be saved, will be saved, shall be saved. Salvation will come like the dawn. Salvation will take place. What does that mean? I don't care what the devil says, salvation will take place. I don't care what the critics say, salvation will take place. I don't care what the enemy says, salvation will take place. Write this verse down. Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you and your entire household will be saved. Acts 16:31. How many of you are ready? How many of you are making room to see your entire family come to Christ? How many really believe that? We are about to see more people saved than ever before. That's not joke. That's not wishful thinking. And it's not spaghetti thrown on the prophetic wall. We are about to see more people. I've been traveling. I traveled to a nation that was known for its witchcraft, that was known for its false idol idolatry, that was known for paganism. And now that nation, right now, that nation is becoming one of the top nations now in the modern era. Not back, but in the modern era, becoming one of the nations right there aiming towards where the majority of people are self-identified as born-again Christians. No, that's wild. No, I don't know if you're getting this. How can a nation experience the glory of God this way? I'm talking about Brazil. What happened? There was a flipping of the script. all of a sudden, the saving grace of Christ invaded an entire nation. Churches started praying. Churches started fasting. Churches started preaching the full gospel without deleting one verse, one iota. Loving on people, speaking truth with love. And that's how you change the world. So I need this church to get ready. We're going to invite everyone to come in. I don't care what they look like. I don't care what they smell like. I don't care. I don't give a holy hoot who they voted for. I'm going to say that. There are churches that say only if you're of one political ideology, come to my church. If you belong to this political party, come to my church. Stop worshiping politicians and political parties and start lifting up the name of Jesus. I don't care. I don't care what you believe about you, about yourself. I don't even care what you believe about your gender, your orientation. The moment you walk into this building, this is more than a building, baby. This is the house of Almighty God. This, the Spirit of Jesus is in this place. And when you walk into this auditorium, we're not going to tickle you. We're not going to massage you. We're going to preach the gospel, and the chains will fall off your life. If you believe it, shout like you're saved. Lift up your hands, church. We're done. Lift up your hands. It's time to get as many people saved as divinely possible. Notice how I said divinely possible. I didn't say humanly possible. As a church, the saving grace of Jesus, the saving love of Jesus, the saving truth of Jesus must be our priority. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, there's no greater victory than the victory of salvation. So get ready to see your family, your friends and followers, neighbors, community, generations saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. Stand with me. You are standing.
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.